Free Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And welcome back to our show. I was just hearing from my producer, Mike Schaefer, about a TV show that is on, I guess it's cable, huh, Mike? Is it a cable show? This is a very cool show. We don't know the name of it, though, but it's basically two guys that will go into somebody's house, slug down beer, and use whatever they find in your refrigerator and in your cupboards and create you a gourmet meal. And are they going into people's houses who are just viewers? They go to, like, Sally and Joe Blow's house, and they, like, what, do you win a contest and they'll go over it? What, God, what, this sounds like a cool show. People kind of win the treat of having these two slobs come into their house, suck down all of their beer, and make this meal. Well, I'm now going to tell you that one of those guys is me. And I'd like to find out who they are. I don't give a crap about their show. I want them to come to my house and do that. Especially since for the next week, my wife and kids are gone. Not that I can't cook. Not that I need to have the little lady around to make me meals. I'm pretty damn handy with a pot and a pan. I can't cook as good as the wife only because I don't have the practice time that she has. I'm pretty good, though. Made some awesome chicken on the grill this past weekend. I got a basket, and I cut up peppers and scallions and white onions, and then I throw in some of those little jalapeno, maybe a habanero pepper in there. I put it in a big basket, and I throw it on the second tier of the grill and just shake it up and just grill the vegetables like that. Then I got this little marinade that, well, my wife made the marinade, but I put it on. Then I grill the chicken very nicely. Then I take it in the house. Then she cuts into it, and she shows me that it's raw as hell, and I got to take it back out and cook it another 15 minutes. I'm such a good cook. Then I'll take it back in. Then we'll eat it. Then we come down with salmonella. Oh, man, there's nothing like it. And then there's the Iron Chef show, which Craig was telling me about. It's some Japanese TV show that is overdubbed in English, and it's a cooking show. And there's three guys who have to make extraordinary meals out of one particular ingredient. And there's judges. So like one week they have to make meals out of mussels, and then another week, and they overdub it in English. Now you said that there's some drinking game you can play with this TV show?
Yeah.
What do you do?
When they say certain things, you have to take certain
When they say certain things, so it's like, hi, Bob.
Or if the food comes out alive.
Right.
And they're cutting it up while it's alive.
If the food comes out alive?
There's a lot of the fish and stuff. And all that.
Oh, God almighty. So if they're cutting up living fish, you have to drink? Is that like Wolf Blitzer? Remember that game during the Gulf War? I don't know if you weren't even old enough to drink. During the Gulf War, there was Wolf Blitzer. So every time the name Wolf Blitzer was said on CNN, you had to like take a shooter of Don Julio Blanco. And then every time, and then Hi Bob, which was the Newhart show. You ever play that? All right, so we got to check this out. The Iron Giant on Food Network. Iron Chef on Food, the Iron Giant, the Iron Chef on Food Network, and then this goofy show that Mike, anybody called in with the name of that show, Mike? We got to find out about that, too. Two guys come into your house, drink your beer, and make a gourmet meal out of whatever it is that you got. So you could have, like, saltine crackers, an egg, and sardines, and they'll, like, what, make beef bourguignon out of that? Bull crap. That I got to see. I got to see that. Really? You'll have like an asparagus, a beet, and an egg, and they make a full chef salad. It's like dropping a guy off with a spoon in the middle of the desert and coming back in 6 months and finding a Radisson. I mean, well, how do you do that? Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. On the line is Rudy Canoza, who is a businessman involved in the import-export business. We've spoken, have spoken to Rudy on occasion in the past. He has come out with a very, very unique product. We want to talk a little bit about this. It is a makeup. It is called Round 2. First of all, Rudy, how are you this evening? Rudy, you there?
Yes, right here, Phil.
How are you this evening?
I'm very good, Phil, and I want to thank you first for putting me on the program this evening. Otherwise, so much going on. I appreciate that very much, and I'm doing well, and I wish your family well as well.
Thank you very much. My wife and kids are going to they're going to Disney World.
I know it sounds like a good time, and I hope for your sake that I heard you speak of the cooking. I hope for your sake that you have enough to eat if you can cook.
Well, I think I'll do it, Rudy.
I would come over and make you a meal, but I'm going to be busy this time of the month with the launch of our new business.
I understand, and that's why I want to talk to you about the business that you're launching.
Well, Phil, you know, there is much in the world that is not right. There's much in the world that is wrong, and one of the things that is terribly wrong is the abuse of women, the abuse of a woman by a man. And I've come to this country.
I know. I wanted to kind of just get into to what it is you have. You have a makeup, correct?
Yes. It's a makeup called the Round One, or Round Two. This is a makeup that is, again, there's so much unfortunate abuse of women. And when I came to America, I saw that many of women in America were treated very badly. I had never seen women as battered. Sometimes you see a woman with a bruise, or sometimes you see a woman with a scars.
Right.
And this was done to her by the man in her life. I could not believe this.
I know. It's a very, very sad thing. Are you saying you saw more of that in America? Because you travel a lot.
It seems that I do, and I see a lot of that. I see more abuse of women this way in America than any other country that I'm in. And I wanted to do something about this. I saw the bruising. I see the injury to the women. I wanted to do something to help empower a woman. And I came out with the help of John Carlin and William Plow, who are two men that I've involved myself, the business together. We came out with Round Two Makeup.
All right, what is Round Two Makeup?
Round Two is a way of empowering a woman. This is a makeup. It is a long-lasting coverage. We specialize in different colors that help a woman who has contusions. It's very sad, too, Phil, that if a woman has to cover up bruising on her face or has to cover up a scratch on her face, Round Two is specially developed makeup that can cover up this kind of injury.
Good God, that we would need something like that.
Absolutely. But I came to America, I saw all of these women who had been beaten so badly, and I wanted to do something about it.
And all right, well, what is different? You call this makeup Round Two because is it...
Well, because it can cover up these contusions, these subcutaneous hematoma, which is bruising. It is waterproof, and that is, it will not run if the woman has been crying, if she has been badly beaten. It is waterproof. I don't condone the violence against women, but it does not mean it does not happen, and we have to do something about this.
And so Round Two is, and by the way, why the name Round Two? Because it sounds like...
Well, no, the reason I call it Round Two is a way of empowering a woman. Round One is, that is when a man has hit her, if you will, but Round Two is her way of getting back. If she can cover up the bruises using Round Two makeup, then he doesn't even know that he has hit her. There is no evidence that he has had power over her. When a man sees the bruises, he knows he did that. But when a woman uses Round Two and covers it up, then the man, he cannot see the bruises. He becomes confused and disoriented. And this is her way of fighting back.
This is a very unusual product.
I know that it is, Phil.
It's a very unusual product, a makeup for women to cover up the bruises caused by a man that beats them. And you feel that there is a market?
I did not think there was a market until I came to America. You don't see a lot of these battered wives or battered girlfriend in Argentina, where I'm from. But you see a lot of it in the United States. And so that's when I went into business with Thousand Enterprises and these two gentlemen I mentioned and began to develop Round Two. Long-lasting coverage. We have different colors. It is waterproof. It does not run. And you can put this on. And if a man slaps you or belts you or whatever, I'm a great lover of women, and I just want to help them. I love women. They are beautiful. As you know, Phil, I love them so much. I want to help them with Round Two makeup.
All right, Rudy, hold the line, please. Rudy Canoza with a very unusual product, Round Two makeup, which you put on to cover up the bruising created by a man physically abusing you. That we would even need a product like that is just incredible. And it is Rudy's contention that he didn't even think of coming up with a product like that until he visited America and saw the number of women. Anyway, our number is 1-800 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Rudy Canoza, the developer of Round 2 Makeup, a makeup that will empower a woman by covering up the bruises suffered from a man beating her. Also, when we come back, he's looking for a spokesmodel, and I don't know if he's been in contact, but we're going to be talking with the women that he thinks are viable candidates to be spokesmodels for Round 2. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. We have Rudy Canoza on the phone with us, marketing a new product called Round 2, which is a makeup specifically designed to cover up the bruises women suffer at the hands of men who have been beating them. And it's such a delicate subject. I don't know where do you even begin to market something like this.
Well, Philly, the first thing I want to say is that I love women. I'm not here to exploit them. I'm here to try to point out that there is a problem. And the second thing that I would want to say is that Round 2 is something that we will market by way of utilizing a spokesmodel. We are looking for a spokesmodel, as you mentioned.
I know. I saw that in the material. Have you talked to anybody?
We've not talked to anyone.
Do you have anyone in mind?
We do have Pamela Anderson in mind.
Now, why her? Because she's had domestic problems?
Because Pamela Anderson has said she has allegedly been beaten, and she can know. It's a difficult problem. Most of the women who have been beaten, Robin Givens, Whitney Houston, are black women, and we have not come up with we're working on the makeup for black women. But we don't have, and it's ironic, too, because many black women are beaten, but we don't have the makeup yet. You know?
Well, I find this to be extremely sensitive. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Phil, we're looking, if we can get the right woman to be the spokesmodel, you see.
And well, you're looking for the right woman to be the spokesmodel for Round 2 Makeup. You're looking for a public personality who's had domestic violence problems?
Yes, or a woman you perceive to. Nicole Kidman is another.
All right, now, Mike, my producer, Mike, what? Mike is waving his arm saying Nicole Kidman has never been beaten.
I know. There's not...
So how can you have Nicole Kidman do that?
I don't know. She looks like she has been beaten. I don't know what it is about her. She just looks like a woman who's been beaten. I know that she's not. But
you suspect Tom Cruise beats her?
It's a sense that I have about her, that Tom Cruise has maybe beat her up a few times. I don't know.
Well, you better watch what you're saying, okay?
No, I understand that. I'm not sure exactly what it is that gives me that sense, but I do.
Okay, Rudy Canoza with us. What about Daryl Hannah? Didn't she have some problems?
Daryl Hannah's good, but she's kind of... she's not top of mind right now. You know, her career is sort of in limbo a little bit, you know, so...
You want somebody who's really hot.
Right, someone that we can use.
All right, here is Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, yeah, I just have a comment for Mr. Canoza, and, you know, I just got to say just right from the beginning, I mean, the title of this product in itself, I think, is pretty ridiculous, and, you know...
It's to represent that a woman can herself.
No, wait, hold on just a second. Listen, it's not representing anything, because when you call it Round 2, you're pretty much trying to make a statement of fighting back. And to me, if you're going to fight back, at least in the non-physical sense of the word, your defense mechanism doesn't need to be makeup. And, you know, the fact that you're looking for, like...
But you know that the women go out into the world who have suffered these injuries at the hands of men.
Right.
They have a difficult time to re-enter the workplace. The first thing we want to do is to cover up this man's abuse so that he cannot look and say that he has power over her.
Yeah.
So you give her round two makeup and she covers up the bruises and that gives her power?
That is correct.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of that. How can putting on makeup give you any power? I would give me no sense of power. I don't see how it would give any woman a sense of power.
But we are going to donate part of the money to women who get beaten.
Well, that's great, but once again, I think...
Well, why didn't that come out at the beginning of our interview?
I'm sorry?
Why didn't that come out at the beginning of our interview?
Yeah.
Because, I want to know, we donate a portion of our proceeds to women that get beat up.
Well, that's fine and great, but when you call it round two, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
I think it's a silly name. I think it's... I think there's something about the name that bothers me.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Because you're talking about a product... And it's like it's almost like it's something off of Saturday Night Live. I mean, like they're making light of something like this. And I know they would never do it. And so when you actually are serious about it, that makes it even worse.
Well, I am looking for the right spokesmodel who will take
a
serious...
No, a spokesmodel's not going to do anything for you.
No, I think a woman that can communicate with other women.
Well,
about
that's fine,
a very
but I don't
serious
see how
issue.
Pamela Anderson is going to help that out. I mean, just because she was beaten.
No, because Pamela Anderson has had a domestic abuse problem.
Of course. I'm sure she can connect with people, but
well,
I think...
You mentioned Nicole Kidman has never had any such problem.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, Nicole Kidman has never been beaten.
Why do you find that hard to believe?
I don't know. You two gentlemen are laughing. I'm not trying to make a joke of this. Naomi
well, I don't
Judd,
know why you would suspect it if it hasn't happened.
Wait. What do you mean, Naomi Judd?
Winona Judd or
That's
Ashley Judd?
Winona Judd? You got to be kidding me.
But don't those women look as if they've been beaten?
No.
What,
they
why
may
do you
be
say?
Large, but they haven't been beaten.
They just look like women that one would beat. I don't know.
You're saying because she's large now that she's
being beaten? No. Naomi Judd is not large. She is a small. All right, Ashley.
No, you
Ashley
said Winona Judd.
No, I said Ashley or Naomi or Winona Judd.
They have nothing to do with each other except their last name.
No, they're related.
Oh, they are.
They're all related. Yeah, one's a mother, Naomi, and
the point is that all three of them look as if some man has thrown them through a window or something at one time
please.
Or another. But sir, I am trying to point up a horrible condition in our country, which is wife abuse.
So what does makeup have to do with it? How is that going to help them?
They cover it. Don't you think that Winona Judd has been
Well,
up?
Even if she has been
well,
beaten,
what difference
why, don't
does it
you
make?
Think she has enough good makeup products
exactly.
to cover that up? If
to
she
cover that up
date?
For herself. Hold the line. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is with us this evening, marketing a product along with it's Jack Bow and Roger Terrell. Is that it, Rudy? Rudy, let's see. Are you there?
I'm right, yes, I'm right here.
Okay, who are the partners?
All right, Jack Bow Mr. Terrell have a partner with me from the company for round two.
And this is a makeup that you're marketing that will cover up women who've been beaten. And you say that this empowers women?
I would want to address myself to this because many of the men who call it don't understand that if a woman can erase the trace of a man who has beaten her, she has taken his power away from him. And for me, that is the greatest contribution. And I also am going to give proceeds some of the money to women who are beaten up. And
what's the name of the organization?
The what?
That you're going to be giving the money to?
Organization for women who are suffering from this kind of abuse.
What organization?
I don't have my papers with me right now, but it's an organization.
And you're looking to sign a woman, a famous woman who's been a victim of domestic violence like Pamela Anderson. You mentioned Nicole Kidman, who has never, ever, ever been the victim of this, so far as anybody knows.
But I know Nicole Kidman is not. It's just,
I know, she looks like a woman who has, is what you said. And then what's with this Naomi Judd and Winona and Ashley Judd? You made a comment that I think is very offensive. You said the three of them look like they've been thrown through a window.
I said that.
But what, because they sing country music, they must have been beaten up?
All right, forget I said it then. I'm sorry. I want someone who has that kind of public personality. I don't know. Meg Ryan somewhat.
Meg Ryan now. She's never been beaten.
I'm looking for someone who looks as if she's been beaten. That's all.
All right, here is Thees River Falls on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
What I would like to say is that by picking out these public icons, these people that people in society really admire, and speculating that they've been beaten and whatnot, I mean, you're really not doing your company a bit of justice, sir, by digging yourself into a hole already.
I'm trying to find the women who will be spokespersons for the company.
Yes, but by saying that they look as though they've been beaten, I mean, that's like me walking down the street and looking at a perfect stranger and saying they look like they have AIDS.
Are you saying that these are women who look like they're bruised?
No. I am saying that they come from a kind of culture where maybe they've had that happen to them.
So any American woman could be abused?
No, not any. But there are certain women, you look at them, that's why I thought that we known a Judd. Doesn't she look like maybe she's had a guy smack her around?
That's absolutely ridiculous. It's insane. It doesn't make any sense. I mean,
if you look at Winona Judd, doesn't she look like a woman that a man has smacked around?
She looks like a woman.
What is that supposed to mean? She looks like a formidable woman to me. She doesn't look like a woman I'd smack around.
But all right, so forget it.
But you're saying these things that are really not going to do your company any bit of good. I mean, right now you have a very bad name in my mind and probably any other woman who's listening to
this
show.
What about this Angelina Jolie?
What about her?
Doesn't she look like maybe
some guys belted her?
I'm trying to find someone.
Well, forget about it, man.
Nobody's going
to... No, What?
And you say Pamela Anderson?
She,
I'm sorry,
well, I
but
know
she
has.
Not... She's not very respected by many women.
Yeah, that's the drawback there. Pamela Anderson might have been slapped around, but what women are going to... What is she going to do? She's going to sit there?
No, the way that we see this going, Phil, is she's... Hello, I'm Pamela Anderson, as you know. I have been the victim of physical abuse. But now you can have... I don't know.
I'm sorry, I can't picture it. I think that...
Now
really
I use round two, and I don't look as bad as I used to. Something like that.
No one
can tell when Tommy has hit me. I'm trying to come up with the concept. I forgive me if I'm not completely...
No, I understand
all
your
right.
concept and where you're coming from. I just really...
And what about this crack where you said you'd use a black spokesperson, but you don't have the makeup yet, and black women could use it because probably most of them get beaten?
I did not say that.
Well, you said something about there are a lot of black women get beaten.
I said that we don't yet have the black cosmetic. We don't have the burnt sienna.
You don't have the burnt sienna for black women that are beaten?
Yes.
And who are you going to use, Robin Givens?
Robin Givens or Whitney Houston. Or Tina Turner. I'd love to get Tina Turner. I would love to get Tina Turner, but, you know, she probably cost a lot.
Okay. I have another question for you, sir.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Is your makeup any different from other makeup? What makeup is it?
This is a good question. First of all, it's much longer-lasting coverage. We have specialized colors that can blend in the skin if there is hematoma or bruising
any
underneath the skin.
Any makeup can blend.
No, this is a special blend, so it's not much makeup will cake, or it will begin to get oily, or can run. This is waterproof makeup as well. So it's very, very good. It's good stuff. Have you ever been hit by a man or?
No, I haven't. And
she pray you don't have a need for that. Okay.
Well, all right.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
What are you trying to pull?
What?
What do you mean? Have you ever been hit by a man? I would rather that you not try to market your stuff on my show.
She's a guy. I'm trying to make a buck.
I know you're trying to make a buck. Don't go, you know, asking people, have you ever been slapped? Would you like some of the makeup?
Ah, damn, you're going to bust my balls? I'm trying to make a...
I don't mean to bust your castanets here, but not here and now, okay?
I'm trying to make a dollar.
What?
I'm trying to make a dollar. You're busting my balls.
Don't do it now with the women on the phone here, is all I'm saying. Have you ever been slapped?
Jesus Christ. All I'm doing...
I understand what all you're doing. Just let me do the show. Just let me do it. Here is Arono on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Valuable at most liquor stores, too, Phil, in L.A. County. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole name thing, I mean, this is ridiculous. First of all, I don't even believe he's actually marketing this. And the name that
he's talking about marketing. It is available.
Hold on, sir. Round two. Okay, so let's say we're giving a product to let women get beat up by their husbands or their boyfriends.
No,
saying, hey, just cover it up, and go on with your life. That's what you're marketing. Hey, let's just cover it up. Okay?
I am saying that.
No, what you're saying here, sir, is that you're a man that just wants to make a buck. And then you try to go off and say that you have some nobler cause in mind.
We're going to give to a charity.
What's the name of the charity?
You can't even think of the name of the charity.
The name of the charity?
Okay.
I have it in my papers.
Have it in your papers?
Yes, sir, I do.
Wow, I'm sure you're very active in this charity. It seems like you know a lot about it.
Sir,
okay.
We are going to give.
You gotta change the name. First of all, you gotta change the name.
We are going.
It's ridiculous.
Why do we have to change the name? You just say something empowers the women.
Oh, it empowers the women. Hey, don't go to the police. Hey, don't go find a lawyer.
Exactly, exactly.
You make up, cover yourself up, and take it like a man.
No, this is step one to help women. Beat men at their own game. Don't let them see
beat
the bruise.
Beat men at their own game.
Yes,
no, let men beat you and then cover it up. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying.
No, that's what's putting you in business.
I give a part of the proceeds to a charity.
Is the name of the charity?
It is a charity
for us. And then you go and say that you're just a man trying to make a buck. It sounds to me like you're taking all this money and you ain't spending anything to the charity.
You made that comment to me. You said, why am I busting your balls? You're trying to make a dollar.
The woman, I asked the woman if she needed it, and you immediately cut her off. You would not let me speak to her. And
I don't want you marketing it individually to women, okay? If you don't mind.
See, that's what I mean. You are busting my balls. I'm not doing anything but trying to market it. What about these gentlemen?
Maybe
you
use some of this makeup on your balls.
Do you know?
Busted a lot, sir.
Do you know any women?
Do I know any women?
Yes.
Who have been beaten?
Do you need
I don't.
Do you need some for your wife?
Do I need
very
some
funny.
For
very.
I don't have a wife, sir.
Do you need some for your wife? Is that a crack that you're making now?
I was making a joke. I'm sorry.
It's a hell of a joke. A wife beating joke. Is that it?
You know something, Phil? You and I met about 5-6 years ago. What's happened to you?
You know, I don't want to make cracks and jokes about something as serious as domestic violence, if you don't mind. Charleston on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just have. Don't you think that women need to get out of the relationship instead of cover it up?
Yes, I do. But
why give them makeup to cover up the problem?
You can't break up. You're on your way to the restaurant. Are you going to break up with your husband right then after he beats you? Or are you going to go do your job in the restaurant and come home?
I'm getting out of the car, and I'm going home.
You have to...
He's getting out of the car.
You have to make it to the restaurant. You have the midnight shift, all right?
And what do you mean the restaurant?
The waitress job that she has, probably.
Yeah.
What?
The waitress job that she has. Okay, look, Rudy, round two is available where? Let's just wrap this up, okay?
Round two is available in Los Angeles County. It's also available in liquor stores. Because
why is that?
I was going to say because.
So the husband can buy it for his wife?
No, a woman is sent to the store by her husband to buy beer.
Well, if that's the case, then she needs to go ahead and get out of that relationship. I just don't understand.
How are you going to get out of the relationship right then and there? Are you going to do? Most women are too weak to leave, so this helps them live with it.
Well, you call the police and you get him out. I mean, you know, by calling it round two, it makes it sound like. You know, the rounds are going to go on. When is the fight over? At round 10 or TKO?
So you don't want any?
Well, I don't need any. I wouldn't put up with it. And I can't believe that you would say that's empowering women by calling it round two.
Okay.
I mean, let the fight go on.
Right? Yeah. It's your funeral.
Beat him till
what does that
out.
Mean, it's her funeral?
I come up with a product called round two. Everybody's busting my balls.
So your implication is that everybody needs this product. The women need it.
A lot of women do. You look at a woman like, could I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
Doesn't Nicole Kidman look like she gets kicked around a little bit?
Well, what defines what a woman who gets kicked around looks like?
I don't know. Just she bugs me.
Well, maybe you're just jealous.
I am giving you boxing gloves and you won't take them.
I won't take them. You know why?
It's a flop, Rudy, okay?
What?
It's a flop. Round two is stillborn and ain't going to make it out of the gate.
It's available at liquor stores.
I know, so she can buy it while she's getting her husband beer. Ain't going to happen, man.
Jesus Christ.
not going to happen. I'd go to that store and take your money and go.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Well, I may be wrong, but that's my job.
It's a good product.
I'm sorry, but it sucks.
Unbelievable.
Guy just hung up. He just hung up on me. You there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, he just hung up.
Well, you know what? Truth hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt. And for him to market, you know, it's one thing to market a product called Round 2 so women can cover up their beating bruises. It's another thing to sell it at liquor stores so she can buy it when she's getting her husband beer.
I can't believe he was for real.
And, the thing that I'm offended by is he's looking to get Naomi, Winona, or Ashley Judd as spokeswomen because all three of them look like they've been thrown through a window at one time or another.
Well, I don't know what defines that, but... That shows how much he really loves women by just looking at people and making those judgments.
Well, absolutely. Now, I'm given to understand that there is a toll-free number on the back of the bottle to a help center. That's what he meant by his charity. So, there you go.
That's
whatever a help center is. All right, ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, on Thursday night, we're having our radiothon, the best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD on sale on the air. So we'll give you a phone number you can call, and you can order up our CD that way. And in calling that and ordering the CD, you'll be donating to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. I don't know why you hung up. I'll put you back on the air, Mr. Canoza. But a lot of people are expressing an opinion that your product is tasteless, and
I don't know why you're busting my balls on this thing. I'm
not busting your balls. I don't even know if that's an appropriate phrase to use. You're selling a product, Round 2, which is makeup for women to wear to cover up their beating bruises, and now you're selling it in liquor stores so that when they're sent out to get beer, and
well, we sell it in the liquor store. If the man sends her for beer, she can buy it for herself there.
After he's beaten her.
Or whatever. I'm saying you put it on before you go to the restaurant.
You're assuming that all the women that are beaten are waitresses. It's just, it's like never ending.
But you won't let me finish your point, Mr. Hendry, and I'm trying desperately to finish your point.
Well, you have a lot of points to finish and a lot of people that you need to talk to. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering, why does he get women that haven't been beaten up? And... he wants to get people that are
I don't know. I'm saying, what women have done? I said they went on a Judd. Maybe she has been beaten up. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you sell a merchant thing that the person looks like they've been beaten up,
right?
We're not going to buy it. I mean, there's no
well,
sense
would you
in
buy
buying
it?
Something that it,
well,
it's
let
not
me ask
really
you, would you buy it from a woman who looked like she had been beaten up?
No.
You would not. You would not buy it from a woman who looked like she'd been beaten up?
No, I wouldn't believe you. I wouldn't think that it's any good.
Who would you buy it from?
I would buy it from a woman that has really been beaten up, and I believe
all right.
That
well, then
a...
why don't I get Whitney Houston?
Hmm?
I'll get Whitney Houston.
I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know who Whitney Houston is?
No.
How about Katharine Hepburn?
Those people, have they been beaten up?
She looks like she's been beaten up, doesn't she?
You don't say look like. You have to really know if they have been beaten up.
I'd be willing to bet that Katharine Hepburn's been beaten up.
No, you have to get somebody that you're sure to make people believe you.
What about Lana Turner?
Lana Turner?
Sure, somebody
kicked her. She was never beaten up.
You got to be putting me on.
Because I knew Lana Turner. She's
well, she got the crap kicked. Oh, she's dead. Well, then I can't do that. What about Lucille Ball?
Well, she's dead, too.
What about Betty Davis?
Betty Davis, she's dead too.
Jesus,
were
they all
beaten up?
Can I ask you a question?
Don't...
Were they all beaten to death?
No, they weren't beaten to death. They just died.
Yeah.
If Winona has not been through a window, she looks like she deserves to be.
You have to get somebody that's been really beaten up. Doesn't have to be a movie star.
Right, yeah.
Somebody that's really beaten up.
Right.
And then people will believe you and you'll stand a better chance of selling it. But if you're going to get somebody that looks like they've been beaten up, you won't stand a chance of selling it. Because nobody is going to trust you.
I know. I've got it. B. Arthur.
Okay.
What about B. Arthur?
I don't know them.
What
about
Estelle Getty?
You want to sell something?
Somebody must have whacked her around.
No.
What do you mean Estelle Getty? Are you just guessing now?
No, I'm asking the lady.
Huh?
I'm asking you, Nicole Simpson. How about that?
I don't know all these people.
Nicole
what
Simpson, I know she's had the crap kicked out of her.
She's dead.
Oh, Jesus, I forgot. How about Talia Shire?
You have to sell something that's legitimate.
But your Rocky beat the crap out of her.
These people look like they've been beaten up. What good is that?
Well,
you want somebody that's really beaten up and it shows that it does the job.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you look like?
I'm a pretty woman.
How about Sally Field?
Well,
somebody must have beaten her.
Well,
please, God, tell me it's true.
Movie stars. I'm interested in the stuff that works. And you're going to use it for people that have never been beaten up. How can anybody trust you?
All right. I heard enough. I want to hear this love record.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I've heard a funny thing. Somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
What?
Even get in a car, and I had a sleep sitting up on a love seat with my legs hanging down.